The Arrangement, Book 1, by H.M. Ward. Chapter 1. The night air is frigid. It doesn't help that I'm stuck wearing this little black dress in my crap car. I shiver as I try to keep the engine running at the red light. My little battered car is from 2 decades ago and stalls if I don't rev the engine while I have the foot on the brake. I'm driving with 2 feet. In a car that's supposed to be an automatic. The heater doesn't work. If I try to turn it on, I'll just get my face blasted with white smoke. It's awesome, in an utterly humbling kind of way. At least the car is mine. It gets me where I need to go, most of the time. The light flips to green, and I watch it. I don't gas the car enough, and it shudders and stalls. I grumble and grab for the can of ether. The car behind me blare their horn. I ignore them. They can go around me. I grab the can on the seat next to me, kick open my door, and walk around to the hood. I shake the can and spray it into the engine intake. The car will start up as soon as I turn the key now. And I can drive away in shame. The night air is crisp and filled with exhaust. The road is always busy. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. Angry drivers move around me. Everyone is always in a hurry. It's a part of New York frame of mind. I'm treated to a catcall as a car full of guys blow past me. I flip them the bird and hear their laughter echo as they fade from sight. Tonight couldn't possibly get any worse. I put the cap on the can of ether. Then it happens. My night takes a 180 straight into suckage. As I drop the hood, it slams shut, and I look through the windshield. Seriously, I say to the guy who jumps in my seat. He's wearing a once blue fluffy coat and hasn't shaved for weeks. He turns the key and my crappy car roars to life. He gasses it and takes off, swerving around me. I stand in the lane staring after him. What a moron. Who'd steal a piece of trash? Still, it is my car and I need it. After the night I had, I don't want to run after him, but I have to. I need that car. I take off at a full run, my lungs starting to burn, and I suck in frozen air and exhaust. I run down the shoulder, avoiding trash that's lying in the gutter. My attention is singularly focused on my car. I push my body harder, feeling my muscles protest, but I don't hold back. He's getting away. I manage to run a block when a guy on a motorcycle slows next to me. That guy stole your car. He sounds shocked. I can't see his face through the black helmet. It has a tinted visor that covers his face. No shit, Sherlock. I huff and keep running. My purse is in my car. My only pair of work acceptable heels. My books. Oh fuck. My books. I paid over $1,000 for those. They're worth more than the car. I run faster. My dress flares around my thighs as my chucks help me sprint forward. My body doesn't want to do it. The stitches in my side feels like they're going to bust open. The guy on the bike is annoying. He rolls next to me and flips up his face shield. I glance at him, wondering what he's doing. Biker guy looks at me like I'm crazy. Are you trying to catch him? Yes, pointing ahead, puffing. There are 3 lights on the stretch of the road before the ramp to get on the parkway. If he hits the red light, the car will stall and I'll get it back. My lungs are burning and it's not like I have time to explain this. My car is already past the first light. If he stops, the car will stall. Do you want me to help? He glances at the car and then back at me. I stop and nearly double over, Holy hell, I'm out of shape. I nod and throw my leg over the back of his bike, flashing the cars driving past us. I so don't care. Wrapping my arms around his waist, I hold on tight and say go. I was gonna call the cops, but this works too. He sounds amused. I hold on his trim waist and plaster myself against his back. He's wearing a leather jacket, and I feel his toned body through the supple material. He pulls into the traffic and zips through the lane. The wind blasts my hair and plasters my eyelashes open wide. We bob and weave, getting closer and closer to my car. My heart is racing so fast that it's going to explode. I see my car. It passes the second light. Motorcycle man punches it, and the bike flies under the second intersection as the lights change. I manage not to shriek. My skirt flies up to my hips, but I don't let go of the biker's waist to push the fabric back down. We're nearly there when the thief catches the third light. The car in front of him stops, forcing the carjacker to stop as well. As soon as he takes his foot off the gas, my car convulses and white smoke shoots out from the tailpipe. The engine ceases, and the driver's side door is kicked open and the guy runs. Motorcycle man pulls up next to my car. I slip off the back of his bike, my heart beating a mile a minute. I can't afford to lose this stuff. I'm barely making it as it is. I look at my car. Everything is still there. I turn back to the guy on the bike and I smooth my skirt back into place. Tucking my hair behind my ear, I say, "Thanks. I must seem insane." He flips his face shield and says, "No problem. Does your car always do that?" A pair of blue eyes meet mine, and the floor of my stomach gives way. Damn, he's cute. No, not cute. He's hot. "Get jacked?" "No, not always." He smiles, and there's a dusting of stubble on his cheek. I can barely see it because of the helmet. He raises an eyebrow and asks, This has happened before, hasn't it? More times than you'd think. Criminals are really stupid. Let's just say this isn't the first time I had to chase my car after my car. So far, no one's made it to the parkway. That damn light takes forever, and I keep stalling out on that same spot. You'd think I'd figure it out by now, but I'm mentally challenged, and I prefer to chase after car thieves. I stop talking and press my lips together. His eyes run over my dress and pause on my sneakers before returning to my face. Great. He thinks I'm mental. Turning to the car, I grab another can of ether from the back seat and walk around to the front. I drop the last can somewhere behind me. I pop the hood open and spray. I'm so cold that I've gone numb. As I walk back to my door, I shake my head, saying, "Who steals a car that barely runs?" "Do you need any help?" The guy holds my gaze for a moment and my stomach twists. He seems sincere, which kills me. A strange compulsion to spill my guts tries to take over, but I bash it back down. Pressing my lips together, I shake my head and swallow the lump in my throat. Today sucked. I'm totally alone. No one helps me, and yet this guy did. "No, I'm okay." I lie as I slip into my car and yank the door shut. "Thanks for the ride." I turn the engine over and smile at him. The window is down. It doesn't go up. "Anytime." He nods at me, like he wants to say something else. All I can see of his face is his crystal blue eyes and a beautiful mouth. He's sitting on his bike that costs more than my tuition. He's loaded, and I've got nothing. A pang of remorse shoots through me, but I need to go. The haves and the have-nots weren't made to mingle. I already learnt that lesson once. I don't need to learn it again. "Thanks," I say before he can ask my name. "I'll see you around." I smile at him and drive away, holding back tears that are building behind my eyes. It's weird, There's so many shitty people in this world, and on the worst night day of my life, I finally find a nice one, and I'm driving away from him.